This is regional coverage from KBIA News. I'm Alexandra Olgan. Governor Jay Nixon signed a bill that now requires insurance counselors or navigators to be licensed by the state. The counselors are required to get the license in order to help consumers search for their insurance options on an online marketplace called a health insurance exchange. The exchanges are set to start October 1st of this year as part of the Affordable Care Act. According to the St. Louis Post-Dispatch, the legislation, which was sought out by insurance agents, is intended to sort out corrupt navigators. Some advocates are worried that the new law can make it more difficult for navigators to help consumers because it prevents them from recommending certain health plans. There is concern the new requirements will be hard to meet by the October deadline. The city of Kirksville is paying a fine to the Environmental Protection Agency for a failure to keep up on its water inspections. The city is being fined because they did not follow the inspection guidelines at its industrial water treatment sites for the last several years. The Kirksville Daily News reports that the city council voted to pay the $8,550 fine, even though the city changed the chemicals it used for its water treatment. City Manager Mary McComber told the agency the city discontinued its industrial water treatment program 4 years ago because they were using less hazardous chemicals in the treatment that did not require testing. The EPA maintained the city should still have inspected its three facility treatment plants, which were A.T. Still University, Kraft Foods, and Northeast Regional Medical Center. For the third year in a row, the American Hospital Association has named MU Healthcare as one of the most wired hospitals in the country. KBIA's Haroom Helmy has more.
The recognition is given to hospitals that work to adopt the newest healthcare information technology. MU Healthcare spokesperson Brian Levin says as the technology continues to evolve, the benchmarks of the most wired list changes every year.
The gate is always rising, so it's very good to keep the designation, and it's a challenge each year, and we're just really happy that we were able to meet it for the third year in a row.
Blevin says to be considered for the designations, hospitals must fill out surveys about their entire IT system, from the program that keeps track of supply chains to the electronic medical records that keep patient data. Blevin says the survey also includes research questions about where the health IT field is going.
So it's a very useful tool for us to look and measure and see what types of questions are out there, what are the research questions, so that we can begin using that information to learn about new technologies.
The hospital is one of 10 in the state to receive the designation this year. For KBIA News, I'm Haroom Helmy.
The amount of historic preservation tax credits authorized in Missouri has dropped for the fourth consecutive year. The St. Louis Post-Dispatch reports that Missouri only authorized $93.9 million in credits during the 2013 fiscal year. That is about a $5 million decrease from the previous fiscal year. The Historic Preservation Credit is one of the most expensive tax credits in Missouri. In 2009, the program peaked with $212 million authorized in credits. The program gives developers authorized tax credits to lower the cost of refurbishing historic buildings. For KBIA News, I'm Alexandra Olgan.